Well, this morning we're visiting with Mike Cooley of the Adair Casey High School. He's going to talk a little bit this morning about the Ag Ed program, the FFA programs at the Adair Casey School District. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time this morning. It's a pretty exciting time with FFA week and all. A lot of kids put a lot of focus on that. What kind of fun stuff do you guys do?
Well, during FFA week, we have a faculty breakfast where the FFA officers will prepare. Usually it's sausage and pancakes to show appreciation to the faculty and staff here at the school, and they'll eat with the members, and we also have Casey's Donuts. There's a plug for Casey's, I guess. last week, right around this time, we always have our King of Hearts and Sweethearts competition, and we crown a King of Hearts and a Sweetheart at our last home ball game, and then we have a dance afterwards. So it's kind of a neat event. It's not just popular vote. We have a competition, a week-long competition. Like the first day, all the candidates have to turn in an essay about FFA and how it's helped them or ways it could help them. And then the second day, I believe, we had a FFA and Ag knowledge test, you know, with a lot of hard questions. For instance, one of them was how many steers were born in Iowa in 2014. Closest answer gets it right. And as everybody knows, steers aren't born. They're born bull calves. You know, had some trick questions, some fun things. Then everyone, all of the contestants, the queens and the kings, compete in a hay bale throwing contest one day. And then they all have to turn around and make cookies, chocolate chip cookies, one night. And then we have the popular vote. And every event counts the same number of points. First place gets, depending on the number of contests, gets so many points. Second place gets so many, and third place. So no event outweighs the other. It's just kind of a fun event. It's pretty even for everybody. And popular vote is not the deciding factor.
Huh. Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, we do. It's a good event. It's junior class. They have to be a junior to participate. So.
Yeah. Is that part of FFA, Mike? Do you try to make it as much fun for the students and not just kind of traditional learning as you can?
Well, I guess in our chapter, we kind of have a strong chapter. I have 60 FFA members over here at our school. And, we try and have a lot of different events. I guess we kind of have a theme that we try to promote excellence through involvement at the Adair Casey FFA. And the goal is to get everyone involved. So no one has to do everything, but everyone has to do something. And we have enough events, enough interest that we get a lot of kids involved. I took 21 kids to sub-district. And all of them qualified for districts here earlier, so we'll all be going to districts in parliamentary procedure and conduct of meetings and ag broadcasting, and I'll have a couple of delegates, and I got a girl running for district office. We send kids every year to the Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. Last year we sent 6 kids. We have a trap shoot in the fall. As you said, a lot of fun activities. I have probably 30 or 40 kids that show at the Iowa State Fair, a lot of them in photography. And it is. It's get them involved in FFA, and then that gets them involved in the ag program, gets them interested in being leaders in agriculture, since we are an agriculture state.
Well, it's been a long time that, you know, Adair Casey's had a strong FFA program. A lot of high-quality kids are getting involved. It's not just about numbers. It's about getting high-quality numbers, too.
That's true. That's very important. And we do get a lot of high-quality kids. A lot of them really excel in the leadership programs that we provide through FFA. And they've gone on to do some great things, receive some great scholarships, go into agronomy, ag business. We're trying to build, the idea with FFA is try to build leaders in the agriculture community. So,
do you do a lot of recruiting, Mike, to the young students? Because it seems like you guys try to be very, very visible with your FFA program.
Well, That visibility by itself does a great job in recruiting. We do have an eighth grade explore class. We do a poultry program with the first graders. We have an incubator here at the school, and in conjunction with the first grade, we will hatch chickens. And that kind of gets they all know that we're going to do it. Let's put it that way. And they get excited, and in the spring we do that. And then, I don't know, the kids are just, we include the seventh and eighth graders as much as we can. And I guess most of them know who Mr. Cooley is, and most of them know that FFA is strong here. So that's kind of how we recruit.
Well, it's kind of neat because at the Adair Casey program, you guys have had such good numbers for so many years, and you've had such good active participants come through into those leadership programs and things. You could almost put together a Hall of Fame of people who have graduated through the Adair Casey FFA courses and have gone on to hold some nice positions and do some pretty impressive things in the agriculture world.
Yes, we do. Well, and actually, funny you should mention that, in the ag room, we have a Wall of Fame that has pictures on it. I'm staring at it right now. We've got probably about 80 kids from past years, from about 1990 to present day, have won awards level or received their Iowa degree or their American degree, and that's kind of an honor we do. We put their portraits or their pictures up on the wall here in the ag room, and so we kind of have kind of a running log of a lot of those kids that you're mentioning, so that I guess aren't kids anymore. A lot of them are young adults and older adults. So,
well, and they've done so much. Hey, Mike, talk a little bit about your membership. You said you got 60 or so kids involved in your programming. What's the percentage of guys to girls and kids that live on farms to kids that might live in town?
Well, the trend has changed from back when I was in FFA in the 70s. Obviously, but I would say right now we have about 50-50 as far as gender, as far as guys and gals, 50%. As far as those that live on farms, I would say about 70% of them do not live on farms. And actually, that's kind of a national trend with FFA. A lot of the students that are getting involved in FFA like the leadership program, or they're interested in research, and they get turned on by FFA. They want to be involved, I guess. And then a lot of them go on into agriculture, even though they haven't been raised on a farm. They'll go into an agriculture-related field, I guess. It's not just sows, cows, and plows anymore, as they say. There's a lot more in agriculture than just being the person on the farm providing the food for people. So,
well, and I notice how excited some of these kids get when you start talking about the FFA programming. It's almost like you're talking about their favorite athletic team, because it kind of is a team atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely. It is a camaraderie. And maybe, you know, you can have more than five starters, like on the basketball team. You can have more opportunities than in an individual sport. I'll say that the kids here at Adair Casey, I've had real good luck with them getting excited. We've got a lot of great students that like to try and accomplish a lot of great things, so.
Absolutely. Well, we hope that trend continues, Mike, and the program stays strong for a good long time, and want to wish you the best here. Happy FFA week.
You bet. Thanks, and it was a pleasure visiting with you.